And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to yet another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by me, Savoir Fair. Unlike my last two shows, I have no specific theme for tonight's show, although I do have some chart celebrations and, of course, the 80s hip-hop artist of the week, the 80s hair metal band of the week, and the Squid Pod's 80s trivia question of the week, which is, another great segue there, 35 years ago this week, ending July 20th, this track by Tears for Fears cracked the U.S. top 10 and eventually reached number 1 in 7 countries, including the U.S. It is also considered one of the defining songs of the 1980s. Name the song. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week is Shout. Shout was the first Tears for Fears single to reach the U.S. top 40. Change from their 1983 debut, The Hurting, had made the U.S. Hot 100, but that was their only single to chart at all here in the U.S. by 1985. Interestingly enough, the album Songs from the Big Chair was kept from number one in the U.K. by Bruce Springsteen's Born in the U.S.A., while that album was number 5 here in the U.S. at this time of the year, back in 1985. That being said, Born in the U.S.A. had already reached number one in the U.S. by then. If you like 80s trivia, be sure to follow me on Twitter at Squidpod Radio to get a jump on the Squidpod 80s trivia question of the week, as well as other cool 80s related info.
Should I lie for you anymore?
trying to look ashamed.
Someone else that you don't know.
And we're back here on Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. We started off the show with Martin Briley and The Salt in My Tears from his 1983 release, One Night with a Stranger. Tubeway Army was in there from their self-titled debut album from 1978, and we heard the track My Shadow in Vain. That album didn't chart at the time, but it was re-released in 1979 following the success of Replicas, and then reached number 14 in the UK. The Wedding Present was in there with Love Machine. That's off of their 1996 EP Mini. I know that's a bit outside the 1980s range, but The Wedding Present was formed back in the 80s, so there's some connection there. Got plenty to get to here tonight, folks, so let's just dive back into it.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Last day, Capricorn 15s, year of the city, 2274. Carousel begins.
Baby, my one desire. Gonna wrap my arms around you and hold you close to me. Oh, baby, I wanna taste your lips. I wanna be a fantasy. Yeah. I don't know what I'd do without you, baby. Don't know where I'd be. You're not just another lover. No, you're everything to me. Every time I'm with you, baby, can't believe it's true. When you lay in my arms and you do the things you do, you can see it in my eyes, I can feel it in your touch. You don't have to say a thing, just let me show how much I love you, need you, yeah. Oh, we'll be right back.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. As you probably are aware by now, we are broadcasting pre-recorded shows here at WMFO. So if you do have any questions or comments or requests, please do not call into the station as no one is there to answer the phone. Instead, you can drop me an email at squidpodradio@gmail.com. We started that last set off with Exile and Kiss You All Over from 1978. I realize that song is a bit out of context for songs from the Squid Pod, even though I do feature songs outside of the 80s from time to time, but I've been listening to it a lot recently and thought, hey, why not? It's cheesy, but the Squid Pod embraces cheesiness. Next up was Gary Numan and Music for Chameleons off of his 1982 release, I, Assassin. The Cars were in there with Night Spots from their 1979 release, Candy O. And we wrapped up the set there with Regina and Baby Love from her 1986 release, Curiosity. That was her only full-length album. Regina originally had a band in the early 80s called Regina Richards and Red Hot, but she was more interested in songwriting. She wrote Baby Love with Stephen Bray, who then offered it to Madonna. Madonna declined the song, so Regina released it herself in 1986, and the song went to number 10 on the US Hot 100 and number 1 on the US dance charts that year. Gonna start the last set off for you here with the subject of tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week.
Talking to you, come on. take a man and never make a thing. A rap alone, not a ball. Baddest man you ever saw. Money make an earthquake. A man who gets hard to take. Bad, bad, super bad, never sad. Always glad. Another day you find a man. Ain't nothing I never had. Sweet, sweet, so neat. Got me hit feet. Every time I play the beat, ladies get a box seat.
Sunshine, believe it, I'm in the flesh.
Whipmaster 4, he doesn't rhyme, but he can cut it up fresh. He's the DJ, he's Easy Lee. Give him a plate, cause he cuts for the three.
Ha ha, now just shake your booty.
Then you got to move your hip.
Come on, throw your hands in the air.
Then you can just let it whip.
And if you don't wanna dance,
then listen up, home piss.
Because we're here to have fun.
We'll tell you just like this.
Just get your butt on the floor
and stop playing the post. Whip, 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 whip,
whip it one time. LA sunshine, come on and whip it one time. Whip, whip.
Relative.
You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, and I hope you enjoyed tonight's look back at the 1980s. Be sure to join me here next Friday night at 10 p.m. sharp as we do it all over again. I got time for one last track for you, but I'm going to talk about what we've just been listening to. We started off that last set with the subject of tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week, Tears for Fears. And we heard their biggest hit, Shout, from their 1985 release, Songs from the Big Chair. The 80s hip-hop artist of the week was up next with the Treacherous Three, and we heard the track Whip It from 1982. The Treacherous Three featured DJ Easy Lee, Kool Moe Dee, L.A. Sunshine, Special K, and in the early days, Spoonie G, although he left in the late 70s. Whip It is their take on the Daz Band's Let It Whip from the same year. The Electric Light Orchestra was in there with All Over the World. That's off of the 1980 soundtrack to Xanadu. That movie and its soundtrack will be celebrating their 40th anniversary next month. And the Sugar Cubes wrapped it up there with Regina from their 1989 release and second album, Here Today, Tomorrow, Next Week. I hope you all have a great weekend. I'm going to leave you with the 80s hair metal band of the week here on Songs from the Squid Pod. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO.